It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. I'm back at Delaware Academy tonight. It's Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU, as always. I want to welcome you into our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Over 160 vehicles to choose from on those two lots, folks. So make sure you get down there if you're looking for a clean, pre-owned vehicle. Well, we're all set tonight. It's the boys' battle, Delhi and Unitego. Rewind 2 days. We had an absolute thriller of a game here between the Unitego and Delhi girls. Unitego came away with that victory, handing Delhi their first MAC League loss of the season. And we pretty much have the same scenario here tonight. It's a packed house. If you're maybe driving in right now, hurry, because there's not many seats left, that's for sure. If not, you can always join us here on CDO, and we're glad to have you along, as this is set to be a great basketball game here tonight. One thing that I think is tough for Unitego is their schedule here towards the back half of their MAC season is tough. They still have to get through tonight. They still have to get through Green as well, and they have some other tough games like Sydney. That's a team that you never know what's going to happen with the Sydney Warriors. Some nights they come out and they're red hot, some nights not so much. So I think Unitego has a tough one down the stretch, but it all starts here tonight, and this is one that has kind of become a fun little rivalry over the last couple of weeks, last couple of years really, but for this specific game, the last couple of weeks, you know these two teams have wanted to get on the court with each other, and that's going to happen here tonight. We'll take a quick break here on our Butler Auto pregame show, and when we come back, we'll break it down. The Bulldogs and Spartans tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Glad to be here two times this week. Of course, we had the girls' game earlier this week. Everyone was on pins and needles leading up to that game, and Unitego came away with a victory, and we'll see what happens here tonight. One thing that I'm interested to see here is the Delhi boys with kind of a loss earlier in the week to Windsor in a non-leaguer. Didn't hurt them in the MAC League or anything, but an interesting loss, a loss I did not see coming for them against the Windsor Black Knights out of the stack. They lose that game by 6 points, I believe it was. So I'm wondering, what does Delhi bring here tonight? It's their senior night, packed house. Are they angry and upset about that loss, and how does it affect them? Does it give them extra energy here tonight to come out against Unitego in a game that they've really been chomping to get out here and play? Or are they kind of like down in the dumps? I don't know a better way to say it than that. How do they come out and rebound from that loss? Because this team has been very, very successful this year, winning in double overtime against Green. A lot of things have gone their way. The losses that they've had have been close. They've been in the non-league. But how do they respond from a loss that I don't think anybody saw coming against Windsor? So that was earlier in the week. It was on Tuesday night. How did they bounce back just two nights later? On the flip side for Unitego, I've been super impressed with them. especially in recent weeks. I saw them early in the year, and I didn't know what to make of them. They had a couple of home games earlier that I got to see, and I thought, okay, they're trying to find their way. The last two times I've seen them, and especially last Friday against Deposit Hancock, I thought their defense was fantastic. Austin Faulkner, Shea Barber were absolutely phenomenal, and they're just gelling together, and they seem to be getting all sorts of contributions from different pieces on this team. It really looks like a true team where guys are fitting their roles and finding ways to get things done. So I'm interested to see how does that translate here tonight. This is a big test. I would argue that it's the biggest test they've had on their schedule so far this season. A lot of their non-league has been against some smaller schools, and I'm just interested to see how that goes for them here tonight. When the bright lights are on here on the big stage, what do? This is a game I know they've been chomping to get at as well. So a lot of interesting things that could happen here tonight, and I don't think we're going to get all the answers here tonight, but it's going to maybe give us a little sneak preview of what we're going to see in the next 2 weeks or so as we get ready for the MAC championship and we find out who's going to be in the playoffs and who's going to have a chance to get down to BU on February 21st. I think boys and girls in the MAC, there's some teams that could get there. There's some teams that are farther down in the standings that could make some noise. The teams at the top are extremely good. I mean, it's just going to be fun. People have been asking me what my thoughts are, and I'm like, it's hard to say because there's so much going on right now, and there's so many teams that are playing well. So we're finally getting into those games that we get to see those teams going head-to-head, and we get to finally get a little bit of an answer on, you know, maybe who the top teams are in the league. So this is going to be a lot of fun here tonight. Again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, just about 160 vehicles, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. You can go and apply for credit online anytime at butlerautosales.com. It's senior night. They were honored before the game, before we jumped on the air, so five seniors, their families, some great photos and everything. A really special night here at DA. We're going to take a break here on our Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Set to be a good one here tonight on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live from Delaware Academy tonight. Packed house, folks. Just as big a crowd as we saw for the girls the other night. Maybe even a little bigger here tonight at Delhi. Let's do the starting lineups first for Unitigo and head coach Travis Woods. They have sophomore number one, Miles Maureen. Sophomore number two, Shea Barber. Junior number 20, Ricky Brennan. Senior number 30, Owen Reed. And senior number 32, Austin Faulkner. Delhi is going to start all their seniors here tonight on senior night. That includes number two, Tyler Bruce. Number three, Michael Griswold. Number 25, Preston Van Wee. Number 32, A.J. Oxtakalnis. And senior, of course, number 40, Rich Lalash. So we'll see how long head coach Warren Kelly decides to keep those seniors in. A couple of those guys play some big minutes. That's one thing about DA. They can go 9, 10 deep. When they send in their box scores on any given night, it's like, okay, who's going to be that guy that has 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 points, and it seems to be somebody different every night. So set to be a good one. Same with Unitigo, though. I mean, Barber and Faulkner score a lot of their points, but on different nights, Miles Maureen has stepped up. Destin Gesick, Ricky Brennan, Owen Reed. I mean, they get some nice contributions from all over the place. So here we go. It'll be Unitigo in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the chest. Delhi's in the home whites with the maroon trim. Says Delaware Academy in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitigo will be going left to right on your radio dial, and Delhi will be going right to left. It'll be Faulkner jumping it up for Unitigo and Oxtakalnis here for the Bulldogs. Capacity crowd at Delaware Academy tonight. If you can't be here, hopefully you can join us on WCDO. We're glad to bring you the game, and Delhi will win the opening tip, and they'll set things up with Mike Griswold at the top of the key. Griswold goes to the right side for Ty Bruce, dribbles down low, passes onto the right low block for Lalash. Back out Griswold, fires up a long two from the left corner. It's an air ball, and Unitigo back down the floor. Here's Faulkner in transition, leaves it for Barber, splits a double team to the high post, and we'll have an early foul on Delhi. Good job by Barber to bust through those two guys double-teaming him, and they draw the early foul with 7:35 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Fouls on Ty Bruce. That's big for Delhi early in this game. You got to keep him on the floor. On the inbounds play, they go inside to Faulkner, and he scores on a little baby hook to start things off, and it's a 2-0 lead for Unitigo. That shot was from the right low block. Good position, and the baby hook on the turnaround was good. And here is Delhi across the midcourt timeline, going right to left. They go to the high post now for Oxtakalnis. Left side for Ty Bruce. Running through the progressions on the offense, Unitigo going man-to-man. Bruce, left side, trying to break down Miles Maureen. Two great guards going head-to-head. Bruce gets around the corner and is fouled as he went up for the left-handed layup. Doesn't make the basket, but will head to the charity stripe with 7:07 to go in the first quarter. And it's a 2-0 lead here for Unitigo over DA. 80s night for the student section tonight. Boy, these guys, they're a ton of fun. I wish I could even describe half the outfits I'm seeing over there on the far side of the gym. Bruce misses the first foul shot, but they got a huge crowd. I mean, there's got to be 60 kids over there in the student section. It's great. Great to see it. Love that spirit for both these schools. So Bruce steps in, waiting for his second shot, and it's good. That makes it 2-1. Unitigo on top of Delhi. A minute gone here in the first quarter tonight at Delaware Academy. Two undefeated teams in the MAC conference, and Unitigo is going to throw it away at midcourt. Everybody wrestling and scrambling for it right in front of the scorer's table, and it was on the line. It's going to go back to Delhi. Ricky Brennan kind of got himself in a tough situation, had nowhere to go, and ended up rolling out of bounds with the basketball. So 2-1 is the score. Unitigo on top of Delhi, 6:50 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Now we're going to have a foul on Delhi. Looks like an illegal screen there. They're going to call Rich Lalash for a hold. Boy, this Zebra crew might be calling this one tight here tonight, as that's two fouls already on Delhi, one on Unitigo in the first minute 10 of this game. Unitigo in the backcourt. They'll get through the press. They go to Faulkner at midcourt. Lost control of it. Ty Bruce is going to strip it and bring it back down the floor. Pumps the brakes and now allows the rest of the offense to catch up with him. They'll go left side. Preston Van Wee from downtown left it well short, and Barber picks up the loose change on the rebound with 6.5 to go first quarter. It's still 2-1. Barber's going to throw it away. Tried to go down the left side of the floor, and Ricky Brennan wasn't looking. It sails out of bounds and goes back to Delhi. Again, with 6:27 to go here in the first quarter. It's senior night, and they're also going to be honoring the Delhi Girls State Championship cross-country team at halftime, so that'll be a lot of fun as well for those girls and this Delhi community. Bruce across midcourt in the Bulldogs logo. Steps to the high post, down low for Van Wee. Shot won't go. Faulkner the rebound. And back up the floor comes Unitigo with Shea Barber. Chance of defense from the student section. Barber, left side, looking to break down Van Wee. Instead, we'll pass it back out for Miles Maureen. Maureen tries to take it to the hoop, and the kiss off the glass is good for Miles Maureen. And Unitigo leads 4-1. Looks like Brannigan and Haight are going to be coming in at the next stoppage of play here for Delhi, so the normal starters can get into the game. 5:45 to go first quarter. It's Unitigo 4, Delhi 1. Here is Griswold, left side. Pumps one inside for Van Wee. Back out Bruce. Pump fakes. And now pulls it into the corner for Van Wee again. Delhi going right to left. They go to the top of the arc. Inside for Griswold. Hanging in the air. He's blocked, and Faulkner will come away with it. Good defense by Unitigo. Ahead for Miles Maureen. Into the paint. Maureen will kick one back out. Brennan, left side three for Unitigo. The bank is closed here, as that was a bullet off the glass, and it wouldn't go. Delhi will walk it up the floor with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Delhi trying to bring in Brannigan and Haight at the next whistle. 4-1 the score. Unitigo boys on top of Delhi here in this crucial MAC matchup tonight. Griswold with the basketball, right side. Now back to Bruce. 15 on the shot clock for the Bulldogs. Bruce tries to feed it down low for Lalosh. Good pump fake, puts it up and in. And Lalosh, his first bucket of the night, and it's 4-3 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. And Unitigo will have to deal with this full court pressure once again. Maureen will now go to Barber. Back to Maureen, left side. Gets across midcourt just in the nick of time with about 2 seconds to spare. They go to Owen Reed, left side. Now back to Barber. Pump fakes on a three. Lost control of it. Stripped, and Delhi will come away with it. And the Bulldogs get across midcourt once again and set up shop on their own offensive end of the floor. Right side in the corner for Ty Bruce. Immediately double-teamed. Kicks it back out for Griswold. Top of the key. Griswold, a little dribble drive into the paint, and he hits it. And we got a timeout taken by Unitigo with 4:12 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 5, Unitigo 4. We got a good start to this one, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's an electric atmosphere here tonight in Delhi. With 4:12 to go in the first quarter, and the Delhi boys leading Unitigo 5-4. Out of the timeout, Spartans will have the basketball going left to right, and they'll have to go the length of the floor against this Delhi pressure. Maureen on the right side skips it up and over to Faulkner, and he threw it away. Faulkner was trying to go to Brennan, and there was some miscommunication there, and Bruce stepped in to steal it. Bruce at the top of the key now with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. They work it out here to Brannigan. Brannigan gets into the paint, slicing and dicing, and he's fouled as he tries to go up for the shot with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. So now Delhi is back to their normal starting five, which includes Tyler Bruce, Alex Haight, Luke Brannigan, as well as Van Wee, Preston Van Wee, and Rich Lalosh. So that's who they normally start with. They went with their five seniors tonight. I always like when coaches do that. It's a nice tribute to your seniors. Brannigan, first shot from the line, is good. I'm sure it's not always easy, too. You're probably, as a coach, sitting there on pins and needles, like, okay, what do we do? What do we do? When do I put these guys in? Owen Reed was whistled for that foul. That's his second, team second. So Reed's going to have to go to the bench, and he's visibly frustrated with himself as Brannigan goes 2-for-2. So Reed is out of the ball game. Destin Gesick is going to have to play some big minutes now for the Spartans. 3:50 to go first quarter. It's 7-4. Delhi on top of the Spartans of Unitigo, and they throw it away again. Faulkner was trying to go from the right side of the court over to the left, and he was looking for Maureen, and it just flew out of bounds. And there's definitely some miscommunication. Head coach Travis Woods is trying to tell his guys to calm down here. They seem a little agitated at the moment. 3:40 to go first quarter. It's 7-4. Spartans have got to be happy. You could kind of survive the first couple of minutes in this tough environment. Bruce, right side for three. Got it. Ty Bruce from way downtown. That makes it Delhi 10, Unitego 4, with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Faulkner. Back to Shea Barber, left side. Over the midcourt timeline to Miles Maureen. Maureen into the paint, stripped from behind by Brannigan. He poke-checked that one away, and back to Bruce. 3:05 to go in the first quarter, and it's 10-4. The Bulldogs on a nice little run here. They were trailing 4-1. Now they lead 10-4. Delhi with the basketball. Here's Brannigan at the foul line. Kicks it right side for Bruce. Very patient on offense. They go back to Brannigan. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Pulls it down. Zips one back for Bruce in the corner again. Immediately double-teamed. Works one back out. 8 on the shot clock now for Delhi as they go right to left. Brannigan goes back to Bruce, dials up another long three. It was short. And a rebound for Lalash, and his second chance won't go. Faulkner grabs it this time, and he's fouled with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. 10-4 the score, and the foul's going to be on Haight, his first, team's third. And so Unitego will get the ball back, and I think they need to try to get a bucket on this possession. It's been too long without a bucket here for the Spartans. 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Still 10-4. Delhi boys on top of Unitego. There's full court pressure, giving Unitego some trouble. Now here's Faulkner. They get it over the midcourt timeline. Finds Gesick, puts it up and in. Destin Gesick makes it 10-6 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Now Brannigan will walk it back across the Bulldog logo at midcourt as Delhi goes right to left. Unitego settling into zone now in a 2-3. They'll go to Van Wee. Van Wee, right side corner, now back to Brannigan. Brannigan for Delhi. Left side, finds Bruce, pump fakes. 10 on the shot clock. They're trying to be patient. Backdoor pass there for Lalash is tipped away. And now Unitego back up the floor with Barber. Key possession here for the Spartans with a 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Maureen directing traffic. Goes Faulkner left side as Unitego in the green with white trim goes left to right. Barber step back three. It's too strong. Rebound Gesick, and he's absolutely rejected there by Lalash. And back up the floor for the Bulldogs. Splits two defenders. Here's Brannigan to the rim, and he's fouled with 1.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. What a block there by Richie Lalash. And it remains 10-6, but Brannigan is going to head to the line here, the junior wearing number 20. So Brannigan will step in. Foul is going to be on Faulkner, his first, team's third. So both teams with three team fouls apiece. Brannigan's first shot rattles in. A.J. Oxtakalnis will come in for Preston Van Wee. Lalash is going to head to the bench, and Josh Baxter will come in now here for Delhi. So this is what we talked about with the Bulldogs. They can bring these guys in late in a quarter, get your big guys, some of your starters, a little bit of a breather, as Brannigan goes 2-for-2, and he has 4 points. And it's 12-6 with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi on top of the Unitego boys. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Maureen finds Faulkner right side. Faulkner skips one back across for Torrey Goo. Goo for three. It's way too strong. A rebound for Alex Haight of Delhi. And he's shot out of a cannon back down the floor. Haight into the paint. Fires it. It's good. And this crowd is going crazy as Haight makes it 14-6 with his first bucket of the night. 55 seconds to go. First quarter. Barber in the backcourt goes to Marine. Now back to Barber. Barber with a bounce pass up the sideline for Faulkner. Double teamed and a reach-in foul here on the Bulldogs with 45 seconds to go here in the first frame. The press is bothering Unitego a little bit here, but they're finding ways to break it. And when they are patient, they're breaking it with ease. I mean, you have great guards like Barber and Maureen, and Faulkner's really helping out. It was just those couple of possessions where they really just didn't communicate as well as they should have. Faulkner's trying to jockey for position down low, and he's fouled by A.J. Oxtakalnis. And the Delhi crowd not happy with that with 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Faulkner was really jockeying hard there with Oxtakalnis. Jump ball on the inbounds play here. Goes to Barber in the corner for a fall-away jumper, and it's no good. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with Unitego, though. Last touch by Oxtakalnis on that rebound. What I meant by jump ball is they tossed it in and really just said, hey, Shea, go up and get that one. He was in the paint, then came down with it, took that shot. Now they go to Getzick in the paint. Off the inbounds play, they go to Marine. Dances his way into the paint, and it's intercepted. Taken away here by Delhi, and now a traveling violation on Griswold as he tried to take off with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Delhi boys leading Unitico 14-6. Boy, this crowd is great. And when I say that, I mean it's for both sides. Unitico has brought a huge student section as well as just their normal crowd. And they're really getting into it now as Faulkner is fouled down low on the right low block. And Faulkner's going to head to the line here with 22 seconds to go first quarter. Faulkner's got to be careful. He's been pretty fired up here. One of the officials just said something to him. And he's going to have to be careful. Foul is going to be on Ostakalnis here for DA, his third, team's sixth. So the foul's piling up a little bit for the Bulldogs with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Faulkner at the line. First one is good. And so Faulkner now with 3 points. And the second one coming here for the senior, 6'3", Austin Faulkner. He's been playing great the last couple of weeks. And here's Faulkner. Second shot, no good. Left it short. Rebound for Haight. So it's 14-7. Delhi on top of Unitico. 15 seconds to go now in the first quarter, and a foul on Unitico's Miles Maureen. And that's the style of this game here tonight. I think these officials are going to call it tight. That's 6 fouls for Delhi, 4 for Unitico now. First on Miles Maureen. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Brannigan. Left side as Delhi goes right to left. They work one back out for Baxter. Baxter now to Brannigan. 5 on the shot clock. Brannigan going to have to go down low. Finds Rich Lalage. Puts it in. What a pass from Brannigan. And that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Delhi boys lead 16-7 over Unitico. Second quarter coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember, we save all these games right on WCDOsports.com. We have our game audio archive. Click that tab. You can go back and listen to any game we do during the season. And it's always a free download, courtesy of SFCU. That's right at WCDOsports.com. Turnaround shot for Faulkner to start the second quarter. We're going to have a foul on Unitico. Faulkner missed the shot. And on the rebound, looks like Destin Gesick is going to get whistled for a foul. That's his first, team's fifth. So Delhi with 16 fouls, Unitico with 5. And the officials continue to call this one tight. So early second quarter here at Delaware Academy. Bulldogs with the basketball, and it feels like they have the momentum. They go to Haight in the paint, and he scores. What a pass from Bruce to find Alex Haight. And he scores right off the cut to make it 18-7. With 30 seconds gone in the second quarter. Maureen across midcourt, falls down, throws the ball away, and last touch by Ty Bruce, they say. Bounced off his leg and out of bounds. So Unitico will hold on to it. And it's going to be a timeout taken here by the Spartans. with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Delhi boys leading 18-7. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Out of the timeout, Unitika with the basketball going left to right at midcourt. Faulkner with the basketball. Chance of defense from the Delhi crowd. Delhi boys on top of Unitika, 18-7. Here's Shea Barber. Splits two defenders, hanging in the air. His shot is too strong. Goo with the rebound. He puts it up. That won't go down. Gesick tried to grab it. Went through his hands, and Delhi rips it down this time. Bruce ahead for Baxter for three. It's short. Rebound for Torrey Goo. And here come the Spartans back up the floor. Into the safe hands of Miles Maureen. He's a shifty sophomore guard. Love watching him handle the basketball. 6:50 to go here in the second frame. Faulkner with the basketball now goes back to Goo. Goo finds Barber, and they have to find a way to get Shea Barber going here. Back up to Maureen at midcourt on the Bulldog logo. Back to Maureen now in the paint. Turnaround shot is good for Miles Maureen, and he has 4 points. That makes it 18-9. Spartans are staying right in that, right in touch, kind of right in that special spot. 18-9. A lot of time left here in the second quarter. Here's Alex Haight up and under in the paint. It's good. And Alex Haight has 6 points. And Delhi leads 20-9 with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Barber in the backcourt. Now goes to Maureen across the midcourt timeline. Maureen comes off a screen there from Gesick. Goes back up to Torrey Goo at the top of the key. Now to Maureen, left side. Kicks one back for Barber. Barber on the left side, spots up for three, too strong again. Rebound for Gesick. They're going to call an over-the-back here on Gesick with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. That's going to be his second, team's sixth. So now both teams here in the first half with 6 team fouls apiece. And the Delhi boys leading by 11, 20-9 over visiting Unitika. Bruce looks over to head coach Warren Kelly. They call out the play as he gets to midcourt. Gets a screen from Brannigan at the top of the key. Uses it, now cuts back to the left side for Baxter. Baxter back out to Bruce, 20 on the shot clock as they reset. Bruce gets a screen from Lalash this time, dials up a three, it's too strong. Rebound for Lalash, good hustle back, and a turnaround baby hook is good for Lalash. He set the screen and then somehow got down low and scooped up that rebound, just kind of outworked everybody, and put it right back up with the hook, and it's good. It's 22-9. With 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Barber trying to get to the rim. And this is good for Shea Barber. His first basket of the night. A lot of contact, no call. But Shea still gets the shot to go. And it's 22-11. Brannigan back the other way. Right side drive. Left-handed layup is good for Brannigan. And he has 6 points. And it's 24-11. Delhi on top of the Unitika boys with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Unitika in the backcourt. They go to Barber again. Across the midcourt timeline. Barber into the paint, has to kick it back out for Maureen. Left side for Torrey Goo. We're going to have a 3-second violation on Destin Gesick, giving the ball back to Delhi. Gesick's going to go to the bench, as well as Goo. Brennan will come back in, as well as Owen Reed. Reed's playing with those two fouls. He's going to have to be careful for the Spartans. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Delhi boys leading Unitika 24-11. Now here's Baxter down low. Right-handed layup is just a little short. Didn't put enough mustard on that to get up and under. And Unitigo with the rebound, trying to slice into this lead. Back far side now for Barber. Chest pass for Faulkner. Good pump fake. Works his way inside, and Haight said no. Took it away from him. Back down the right side. Haight with a killer crossover. 360 spin in the lane. Shot won't go. Lalash the rebound, and he deposits that back in. And Lalash has 8 points, and it's 26-11. Delhi hitting the boards hard with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Maureen in the backcourt goes back to Barber. In front of the scorer's table, far side for Faulkner. Faulkner back to Barber. They reverse to the right side. And inside for Miles Maureen. The floater swirls around the bowl and then flushes down for Miles Maureen, and he has 6 points. Maureen having a nice night here. When Unitigo has needed buckets, he's been able to provide it. It's 26-13 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Baxter left side now for the Delhi Bulldogs. Inside for Haight. Spot up jumper, hit the left side of the rim, bounces high. Maureen with a rebound, and he was fouled, I believe, by Lalash. No, they're going to say it was on Baxter. So that's the seventh foul on Delhi, so it's going to send Miles Maureen to the line. Second foul, the first foul on Baxter, and now we'll have a timeout on the floor. 3:30 to go, second quarter. Delhi boys leading Unitigo 26-13. We'll have some foul shots when we come back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 26-13. Delhi boys on top of visiting Unitigo. I'm Nate Lowe. As now to the line will be Miles Maureen. He went into the land of the trees and pulled down a rebound and then got fouled. And Maureen gets the first to go. He's got seven. Having himself a nice first half. It's 80s night here. And the Delhi student section breaking all the stops out here. Maureen, second shot won't go, and the rebound pops right back to him. We'll talk more about 80s night at halftime when we have a break. 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Maureen in the paint, got tied up, and Tyler Bruce took it away. So Delhi leads 26-14, back across the midcourt timeline with Bruce. Bruce to Alex Haight, gets off a screen, give it go down low for Lalash. The kiss off the glass, no good, rebound for Unitigo. Ricky Brennan was able to swipe that one off the glass. And ahead for Maureen. Unitigo going left to right. Good stutter step by Maureen. Tosses it off the glass. Too strong. Faulkner's rebound, and that also rolls around the rim. It won't go. Lalash with an outlet pass to Bruce. Fires one up floor here for Brannigan. Brannigan, killer crossover. Dumps one down low for Haight. Haight in the paint. Can't finish. Gets his own rebound. Haight pump fakes again. This one off the glass and good. You can't give Alex Haight that many opportunities. Makes it 28-14. Faulkner is not pleased with all the pushing and shoving that's going on inside, but isn't getting a call out of it. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Maureen is fouled by Bruce, I believe, at the top of the key, as again, Delhi tried to squeeze him off there on that double team. Boy, Maureen is just lightning quick. It's hard if he's got a full head of steam to slow him down. Yeah, that's two on Bruce. And that will be the eighth foul on Delhi as a team. Two on Bruce, 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Delhi boys leading Unitigo, 28-14. And Maureen will head to the line. And so Maureen will settle in. He's got a team-high 7 points here for the Spartans. And his first shot rattles in and out. Lalash is there to Windex the glass and clean it up. Ahead now for Alex Haight. Haight into the corner, finds Griswold, who's back into the game. Dribbles up to the right elbow. His shot was short. Faulkner rips it down. Outlet pass to Barber. Jay Barber only with 2 points so far in this contest. They're going to have to find a way to get him the basketball and heat him up. They go to Maureen now. Comes off a screen. Barber rolls. They get it to him on the right side. He's looking for a screen. Barber steps on the line, fires up a shot. Hits the rim twice, won't go. Reed with a rebound. Great hustle there. Tried to outlet it, and it was taken away by Delhi. Long pass ahead. They find Griswold, and he puts it in. Delhi running the floor to perfection, and it's 30-14 with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Everything going right now for the Bulldogs. Maureen in the backcourt finds Brennan. Brennan back across the midcourt timeline. Now to Maureen. Pull-up jumper is short. Not enough mustard on that one. And Delhi's going to throw away the outlet pass. Griswold tried to find Haight and just sailed it over his head, so it goes back to the Spartans. With a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll get you a full scoring summary from this first half. As Unitigo gets it in, they find Shea Barber for three. And that's what you got to do. They found him in rhythm there right off the inbounds play, and he buried that from NBA range on the left side right in front of the Delhi bench, making it 30-17. Maybe that one will get him going. Left side now for Delhi. They'll go to Preston Van Wee, and he lost it. Here's Barber with a steal. Barber coming down coast to coast, gets it, and he's fouled. Barber doing the work of a man, and he's going to the line with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Nice little run here by Barber and Unitigo, and it's 30-19. So Barber's going to step to the charity stripe. He can cut this to 10, and 10 points in the boys' game is, I mean, that can evaporate really quickly. And still with the whole second half to go. Barber to the line. His shot is no good. Off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Delhi. 55 seconds to go. Brannigan now wants to take it coast to coast and lays it in. Nobody stopped the ball, and Brannigan's got eight. And now a steal on the inbounds pass, but Unitigo takes it back. They hold on to the hot potato. Here's Maureen. Dishes one off here for Owen Reed up and in. Reed's first bucket of the night. Makes it 32-21. Down to 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. And here is Haight. Kicks one out to the left side. Now for Brannigan. Brannigan into the paint, little stutter step, no good. Lalash the rebound. He puts it up, and his second shot's no good. A third chance for Lalash. Haight with a tip drill, and it's good. And Haight has 10, makes it 34-21. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Maureen in the backcourt ahead now for Faulkner. Would be big if Unitigo could get a bucket here. Faulkner at the high post. Goes to Reed. 5 seconds left. Maureen straight away three, buries it from downtown. Miles Maureen with 10. Full court heave here for Delhi is no good. And that's our halftime score. Delhi 34, Unitigo 24. The Spartans are still fighting. And this is going to be a good second half. Again, our halftime score, 34-24. Delhi on top of the Unitigo boys. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Stay tuned for that on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
WCDO, it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, Delhi boys on top of Unitigo, 34-24. And let's take a couple of minutes to recognize what they're doing right now here at halftime at Delaware Academy. They're honoring the 2019 New York State Class D Cross Country Champions, the Lady Bulldogs here of the Delaware Academy. What a program here for Skip Baxter. Fantastic coach, and what a solid group he has. And a lot of these runners are very young, and they're going to be back, and they could do this again, folks. They really could. So they have their two banners out here right now that they are going to put up on the wall here, stating that they're state champions. The girls have their state championship shirts on. The New York State gives them. They have their medals on. They're also receiving rings tonight from Delaware Academy. And this is a really special moment here for the Bulldogs. They've been close a couple of times, and they went up to Plattsburgh in really tough conditions back in November and got the job done. And the thing is, it's not like they have a girl that is blowing people away in first place, anything like that. They are just such a strong team that they score all their points on just being in a pack. I think their first place girl, Chella Schnabel, was in 7th or 8th place at the state tournament, at the state meet. And then it was like 7, 13, 15, 16, 18, 20, 22. I mean, they were just packed right in there. And in cross country, that's how you score those points. And it was just absolutely tremendous what they did. And they just annihilated the competition all year in that very same fashion. So let's go through our scoring summary from the first half. I just wanted to make sure we recognize these runners. And again, they have some 8th graders, some 9th graders, some underclassmen who are really, really strong runners. So congratulations to DA Girls Cross Country. Again, our halftime score here, the Delhi Boys on top of Unitego, 34-24. And we have Alex Haight with 10 points here for DA, 8 for Luke Brannigan, 8 for Rich LaLoche, 4 apiece for Ty Bruce and for Mike Griswold. On the other side for Unitego, they're led by 10 points from sophomore Miles Maureen, 7 from Shea Barber, 3 from Austin Faulkner, 2 apiece from Destin Gessick and Owen Reed. Big momentum shift there for Unitego right at the end of the half. Barber started to get going. I mean, he only had 2 points until about 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Then they started to get rolling. If you can get Shea to hit some shots, you know, Faulkner's going to have a little bit more than 3 points, but he's been having the looks. He's been having the opportunities. He's just got to find a way to get him to go down. If Maureen can keep hitting. What I liked was right there at the end of the second quarter, they started to have some great energy. And if they can get that energy, again, 10 points in the boys' game can really disappear quickly. So 34-24 is our halftime score. Delhi on top, but it's been a really good game so far. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, you use that Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. It's that easy. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. They are going through the state championship presentation right now here at halftime of this basketball game. Again, for the Delaware Academy New York State Class D Girls Cross Country Champions. They have their 2 banners that will go up in the gym, and they are receiving their rings. And, oh, it looks like they also have some jackets, too, that they're getting handed out. Delhi always does a really nice job with honoring any team that wins a state championship. I mean, when the girls' basketball team won it in 2018, they got a really nice display just like this, a nice little ceremony, rings, jackets, I mean, you name it. They really went all the way for recognizing that championship. So again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back with more and the start of the third quarter. Again, our halftime score, Delhi Boys on top, 34-24 on WCDO.
WCDO.
It's Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, use that Rewards Plus card and you'll save instantly right at the pump. For more details, you can call Marabito at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Both teams back out onto the floor, warming up here to get ready for the start of the second half. It is the Delhi Boys leading Unitego at the half, 34-24. I'm Nate Lowell. Glad to have you along tonight. And don't forget, folks, we record all these games and put them up at WCDOsports.com. You just click on the Game Audio Archive tab, and they're all right there. You can go back, listen anytime. Games from last year, years past, before I was even at CDO. Some of those games, I believe, are still on there. So it's a really great resource, all courtesy of SFCU, right at WCDOsports.com. Just click on Game Audio Archive. So, again, a great crowd here tonight at Delaware Academy. I think there's more people here tonight than there were for the girls' game the other night, which is saying something because it was pretty much standing room only the other night as well. Student section is in full force. 80s night here tonight. They got a lot of the 80s tunes that are being played, and looking across there, I mean, looks like some of the kids went in and raided their parents' closets. They got some old Letterman jackets, the real old leather-looking ones, a lot of sunglasses. I'm seeing a lot of Top Gun references over there. So it's just, I wish I could explain it better than that, but they're doing a good job. Looks like some Risky Business, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We got some other movie quotes going on over there, so some other movie references. It's good. It's really good. I've loved going to a lot of the local schools this year and seeing the effort that they're putting in with the student sections, and I think Unitego and Delhi are two of the schools that are really kind of leading the way with that right now. Oneonta, too, is doing great with their student section. Just the creativity, 80s night, pajama night. It's not just the traditional, you know, whiteout or blackout or anything like that. I mean, Unitego last week. They did Frat Boy Night. I mean, it's just, it's funny. I enjoy it. I think it adds extra element to the game. And I swear, if anybody was here, I think 2 weeks ago when the Oneonta girls were here and took on Delhi, I really think it made a difference. The student section was loud and crazy that night, and I think it just played into the atmosphere and really helped Delhi that night. It's a good home court advantage. We'll take one more break on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll start the third quarter. Delhi boys leading Unitego 34-24. We'll be back after a quick break on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Here we go, folks. Start of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for listening in tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi will have the basketball. They lead 34-24, and they'll now be going left to right, and it's Alex Haight slicing and dicing through the defense for an easy layup to start things off to make it 36-24. Delhi is in the home whites with the maroon trim. Unitego's in the green with the white trim. And Unitego now going right to left, so we switch ends of the floor. Here's Miles Maureen, top of the key for the Unitego Spartans. Maureen, left side, tries to pump one inside for Faulkner at the left low block. Little baby hook, hit the side of the rim. Haight with a rebound. Haight quickly back up the floor, and he's fouled by Faulkner on a reach-in with 7:25 to go here in the third quarter. 36-24 the score. And that's a tough one on Faulkner, his second. And he just didn't need to reach in there, really, but he was frustrated after he missed the shot. And Haight ran right by him, and he couldn't resist. Here's Haight with a straightaway three. Yes, Alex Haight dials long distance, and he's got 15. It's 39-24 with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. And here's Maureen back across the midcourt timeline. What a start. Five straight points from Alex Haight. Maureen tries to answer. His three was halfway down. Comes out. Faulkner, the rebound, puts it up and in. Faulkner with 5 points. Makes it 39-26. And here is Ty Bruce across the midcourt timeline now for Delhi. Leaves one off for Haight. Haight with a dribble drive, stutter steps, gets down low. Shot won't go. Van Wee with the rebound. Back out Bruce. They'll reset on the shot clock here. Now to Haight. Haight right side. Stutter steps. Goes to Brandigan. Thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Instead takes it to the rim. His shot won't go. Faulkner a rebound. Punched out of his hands. And they're going to say it's going to go back to Unitego. Okay. Well, 6.5 to go in this third quarter. Unitego will get the ball back. Haight knocked it out, and Unitego will get it back. 39-26. Delhi boys on top of visiting Unitego. Both these teams undefeated in the MAC standings coming into tonight's game. Faulkner is calling for the ball, and he's not getting it down there on the low post. There it is. Faulkner was jockeying for position. He really wanted it, and he kind of gave a little bit of a shove to the defender, and they got him for it. That's going to be his third, and Faulkner is frustrated right now with 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. You feel for him because he had good position there. They just didn't get him the ball, and he gets whistled for that foul. That's his third. He's going to have to be careful. Here's Haight with a pull-up jumper right side. It's too strong. Rebound for Faulkner, and they're going to call a foul here. Going to be on Delhi, though, and this game continues to be officiated pretty tightly. Foul will be on Lalash for Delhi, his second, team second. 6:05 to go, third quarter. It's 39-26, Delhi boys on top of Unitego. Here's Maureen, top of the key, as Unitego goes right to left. Chance of defense from the student section. Here's Shea Barber, left side. Barber splits two defenders, and we're going to have a whistle here. Who's it going to be on with 5:52 to go in the third? Foul's going to be on Brannigan, so that's Delhi's second team foul, and it's going to be two. No, first on Brannigan. So the first on Brannigan. So here we are, 2 minutes into the third quarter, both teams with two fouls apiece. Unitego with an inbounds pass, and it's stolen away here by Haight. Lalash got a piece of it, too. Now they leave it to Bruce. Into the corner for Brannigan. Wide open for three. Splash there for Brannigan, and he's got 11. And the crowd is alive here at DA, and it's 42-26 with 5.5 to go in the third. And Unitego needs a bucket. Maureen with a long two, left it short, rebound for Bruce. That one was a bullet off the front of the rim. Back up the floor now for Bruce, left side, as Delhi goes left to right. Bruce in front of his own bench, now goes to the top of the key for Brannigan. Three-point line extended, wants to take it into the paint. Pull-up jumper, too strong. Lalash, the rebound. His shot won't go down. Reed gets it. It's stripped out of his hands and goes back to Unitego. 5:10 to go in the third. It's 42-26, and Unitego will get the ball back. Barber will do the inbounding duties and gets it to Miles Maureen. And Maureen will come across the left side of the floor. Brannigan is pretty much shadowing Shea Barber right now. Unitego tries to go to the low post for Faulkner. He was double-teamed and lost it out of bounds. And the frustrating night continues here for Faulkner with 5 minutes to go in the third. And Delhi gets it back. And they're in a comfortable lead right now, 42-26. Haight across midcourt. Goes to the right side. Stops, pops at the right elbow, and got it. Haight can't miss right now, and he's got 17. He just makes it look so easy with how athletic he is. And it's 44-26 with 4:40 to go in the third. Maureen at the top of the key. Steps into the foul line. Pull-up jumper was halfway down. Bounced out of bounds. Off the hands of Reed for the rebound, and Delhi will get it back. And it's 44-26. And Delhi will walk it up the floor now with Alex Haight, who again just can't miss at the moment. Haight wants some more. Goes down low. Off the glass. Oh, that's the broadcaster's curse right there as he misses the chippy right-handed layup. Barber with the rebound. Straightaway three for Shea as an air ball out of bounds and back to Delhi with 4:21 to go in the third. It's 44-26. Delhi on top of Unitego. I'm Nate Lull. These two MAC teams battling tonight. I'm glad to have you along. A big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Couldn't do all this without Jim. And here is Delhi at the top of the key. In their own offensive end of the floor, they find Ty Bruce deep in the corner, buries it from an impossible angle there. Ty Bruce, he was behind the glass, tucked away in the corner, and somehow lofted it up and in, and it's 47-26. Bruce has 7 points. Here's Maureen, swatted out of there by Lalash. And back up the floor comes Delhi. Here is Preston Van Wee. Van Wee with the shot, hits it, and he's fouled. Van Wee was about 20 feet out, gets tripped up, and scores, and now we'll head to the line. And it's 49-26. Maureen didn't even come back. I think he's got a cramp or something. After that block shot, he fell on the baseline down underneath the basket and did not come back into the play, and they had to finish without him. They just check him out here, and Torrey Goo's going to come back in. 3:43 to go in the third, and it feels like the roof could blow off of this place right now with the energy. And it's 49-26. Van Wee will go to the line. And Van Wee can't get it to go. Reed with a rebound. And Unitego is trying to find some momentum here. Faulkner back up the floor across midcourt. Faulkner into the paint. His shot won't go. Tried a long little baby hook to the left. And they'll try a long outlet pass here to Bruce, who lays it up and in. Bruce has got 9. And it's 51-26 with 3:25 to go in the third. Haight got that rebound off the Faulkner miss and just outletted it like a QB and put it right into the hands of Bruce. Barber now in front of his own bench is going to get fouled, I believe, by Lalash as they were double-teaming him, kind of pushing him towards the sideline. And foul will be on Lalash, his third, team's third. So Lalash is going to come to the bench, and A.J. Oxtakalnis will come back in for the Bulldogs. 3:15. Hey, there it is. Appreciate that. Student section shouting me out. Appreciate that. 51:26. I can't always hear it in my headset, so I appreciate when they keep it up for me so I can hear. Here's Unitigo. Faulkner pulls up once, a three, left it short. Not enough mustard on that. Hawks to Kalnis with the rebound. 3 minutes to go in the third. Delhi's rolling. Here's Brannigan. Left side, works one back out. Bruce, a deep three, too strong. Rebound tip here for Haight. That also won't go. Rebound's kicked all the way back out to midfloor. And Ricky Brennan will scoop it up there and leaves it back off for Faulkner. Faulkner will dribble through a double team. Faulkner at the top of the key. In the paint, tosses one up and it won't go. And a rebound here for Delhi. Faulkner stole it back though with 2:35 to go in the third, and they're going to call a foul, I think, on Faulkner. He's got to be careful here. He's really talking with that official. Faulkner's got his fourth, and he'll head to the bench. 2:35 to go in the third. It's 51-26. Delhi on top of Unitigo. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Delhi boys on top of Unitigo, 51-26 with 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Hey, just a reminder, folks, heard that ad for Jake's Deli in Otigo. If you're looking for Super Bowl stuff from Jake's, they just started doing pizza at Jake's in Otigo, so keep that in mind if you need something for the Super Bowl. And, of course, their subs are to die for there. So if you need subs for the Super Bowl, I know they usually do their party subs, stuff like that. Main Street in Otigo, Jake's Deli. He's a huge supporter here. Jeff Newman, owner of Jake's, of all local sports, so we really appreciate that and want to give him a shout-out there at Jake's Deli, Main Street in Otigo. 2:25 to go in the third. Here's Brannigan down low to Haight, and his left-handed layup won't go. Destin Gesick with the rebound. Gesick is in because Faulkner's on the bench with four fouls for Unitigo. 2:15 to go in the third. It's 51-26. Unitigo with the basketball. Here is Ricky Brennan to the high post, and he is fouled by Preston Van Wee. So again, 2:08 to go in the third, and the Delhi boys in full control at the moment. 51-26. Four fouls apiece. Team fouls, I should say, on Unitigo and on Delhi. That was Van Wee's second personal. Here's Torrey Gu, finds Barber. Barber down low, hanging in the air. It's good. Barber has that ability to take over. It's his first bucket of the second half. I think he's just got to do that a little bit more. Here is Haight from the left side for a three. Not enough spice on it. Left it short. The rebound goes to Barber. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Barber left side. Slows it down. Pumps the brakes. They go to the far side for Owen Reed. Reed back to Torrey Gu at the top of the key. Now to Reed. 20 on the shot clock. Back for Barber. Barber with a man right in his face. Barber has to toss one up, and not enough air under it. Hit the front of the rim, and a rebound for Delhi. Kudos to Delhi. They've had somebody right in Barber's face for most of the night. They have not given him a lot of room to work with. Here is Brannigan on the baseline. He wants to take it inside. His shot won't go. Rebound for the Bulldogs, and they're going to say it's a foul underneath on DA with 1:12 to go here in the third. See who this foul is going to be on. There was a lot of jockeying for position in there for that rebound. With a minute 12 to go here in the third, still haven't signaled who that foul was on here. So a minute 10 to go here in the third. I don't think they called the foul. Maybe they called that out, one out of bounds. No, they did. Okay, they called it on Brannigan. They're just slow putting it up on the board. So Brannigan gets his second personal team's fifth. My apologies there. Here's Maureen at left side. Goes to Owen Reed. Down low for Gesick. It was a hot pass, but he was able to haul it in. Now loses it between his legs, out of bounds. Going to go back to Delhi. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Delhi leads 51-28. And the Bulldogs will walk it up the floor with Alex Haight. And Haight has really come alive here in the third. He's got 17 points. Haight to the right side finds Ty Bruce. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter, 25 on the shot clock. In front of his own bench here is Brannigan. Brannigan now finds Haight, baseline drive, tries to dish one off for Van Wee, off his fingertips, rolls out of bounds on the far side with 30 seconds to go in the third. And so Unitico finds themselves in a deep hole here late in this third quarter. Still 8 minutes left as we'll start the fourth quarter here in just a couple of minutes. Brannigan's going to come to the bench to get a breather, and he gets a big ovation from the crowd. Had a heck of a third frame. And here is Maureen up the floor now for Unitico. He looks over to Travis Woods, head coach, to call out the play. Back to Maureen with 20 seconds to go, third quarter. They work it inside for Owen Reed. Reed on the right low block, and it was partially deflected as he put it up. And Delhi's going to play for the last shot as they take it away. Griswold all the way to the hoop, and he's fouled by Barber with 8 seconds left in the third. And Delhi leading 51-28. This is going to send Mike Griswold to the line. He's one of five seniors tonight for Delhi. And they announced before the game, brought him out with their parents and everything, and announced if they had any college plans. And Griswold said he was planning to go to Oswego to study broadcasting. Oswego is a great school for broadcasting, so round of applause for Mike Griswold. I hope he enjoys it there. They have a great program, top-notch facilities, so I hope he enjoys his time at Oswego, minus the weather. Second shot here for Griswold, won't go. Rebound for Unitico. Back up here for Barber. He's going to have a three at the buzzer. It's an air ball, no good, and that'll do it for the third quarter. 51-28. The Delhi boys are on top. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
51-28 as we start the fourth quarter here in Delhi. The Delhi boys in full control at the moment. We'll see if Unitico has an answer in this fourth quarter. Faulkner is still on the bench with those four fouls. Here is Unitico with the basketball. They go to Destin Gesick on the right low block. Turnaround shot won't go. Barber with a rebound. They're going to call him for an over-the-back. And that'll be the sixth team foul on Unitico. There's five on Delhi. 15 seconds into the fourth quarter. That'll be the second personal on Shea Barber. So the Delhi boys, we wondered how they would react after losing a tight one on the road to Windsor on Tuesday night. So far, they have come out and played very well against Unitico. A shot from Baxter in the corner is no good. And Barber with a rebound. Barber back up the floor. He's got Ty Bruce right in his grill. Double team here, and it's going to be Griswold with a foul as Barber turned right into him. With 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter, got to shout out Logan Bruce in the crowd here tonight. Came home from Ithaca College to support her brother Ty Bruce, who's It's his senior night. Logan's doing really, really well for Ithaca Track and Field. Of course, was on the 2018 18 state championship team here for Delhi basketball, and then won a pentathlon state championship of her own the following spring. And she's just been really, really good for the Ithaca College Bombers up there at IC. And nice to see her come home and support her brother, though, here on senior night. A block out of bounds as Miles Maureen tried to take it to the rim. It was blocked by A.J. Oxtakalnis. Unitiga will keep it in. They go to Barber in the corner. Tries a three. It won't go. Rebound for Baxter. That's the kind of night it's been for Shea Barber. Got a clean look at that one, and it wouldn't go down. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's 51-28. Delaware Academy with the basketball and the lead. Ty Bruce going left to right. Delhi's in the white with the maroon trim. Unitigo's in the green with the white trim. Here's Baxter, left side three, got it. Josh Baxter from downtown, and he hits his first basket of the night, and it's 54-28. And here is Maureen over the midcourt timeline. They'll go to Owen Reed in the right side corner. Reed dials up a three of his own. Hit the side of the rim, Baxter with a rebound. And now Bruce will walk it up. Delhi looking to stay undefeated in the MAC. They had that double overtime thrilling win over Green earlier in the year. Probably the best game we've had on the radio this year. It was fantastic. As here's Bruce in the paint, his runner won't go. Fighting for the rebound in the land of the trees, he'll come out with it. And Bruce will reset the shot clock. Finds Baxter again, left side corner, same spot, this time an air ball. Unitigo's looking to run. Miles Maureen leads the charge, but it's taken away here by Delhi and Ty Bruce. Bruce back up the floor, leaves it for Baxter, to the rim, won't go. Ball is tipped and it goes to Tori Gu. Gu across the midcourt timeline. Gu back to Reed, far side now for Miles Maureen. For three, it's too strong. Rebound for Delhi. And into the safe hands of Bruce once again with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 54-28, and a timeout is going to be taken here by Delhi. And we'll step away for 30 seconds with the score 54-28. The Delhi boys on top of Unitigo on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Out of the timeout, Shea Barber with the shot here that won't go. Tori Gu gets the rebound but slides out of bounds. And the ball will go back here to Delhi. And so the score 56-28 with 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi boys on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lowell. Glad to have you along tonight as they feed one down low for Lalash. It's up and good. Lalash with the bucket, and he's got 10 points. What an alley-oop there from Ty Bruce. Just caught him in midair, and he laid it up and in. It's 58-28. And here's Unitigo going to the basket. Shot for Jacob Ryan won't go, and Delhi will bring it back down after that block shot. Now they go to Brannigan in the corner. His three off the back of the rim. And right there to scoop it up and put it in is Alex Tate. He has 19. And it's 60-28 with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Faulkner is now back in the game for Unitigo. As Unitigo trying to muster up any momentum they can get here in the last 4 minutes of this game. This has been a tough one for them tonight. Barber, a little give and go to Faulkner. It's intercepted by Brannigan. Brannigan ahead, looking for Haight. Haight to the rim, and he scores. Alex Haight with 21 points, and he's going to have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul was on Shea Barber. Great hustle by Barber to get back, and just threw the hip a little bit too much into him. That'll be the third. The third here on Barber. So 3:50 to go in this fourth quarter. And Haight to the line, left it short. Rebound for Faulkner. Yes. Faulkner with an outlet pass here to Torrey Goo with 3:45 to go. Now Barber's going to take it to the rim, and this one won't go. Hit the tin, bounced out, but Barber will go to the line. 62-28 the score. The Delhi boys on top of Unitego. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. No matter what happens, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our postgame awards and our postgame show. We'll have an award for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We do two for the winning team, one for the losing team tonight, as Barber can't get the first foul shot to go. And Alex Haight's going to step out. Austin Kalnis will come back in. That'll probably do it tonight for Alex Haight. Got a game-high 21 points and was tremendous here tonight for the Bulldogs. Barber, second shot, good. So Barber now has 10, and it's 62-29 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Ty Bruce up the floor now for Delhi. Works one for Preston Van Wee. He wants a three, and he buries it. Van Wee's got 7, and there's the balance that we're talking about with Delhi. I mean, you just never know who's going to hit a shot for these guys. It's incredible. 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. What can Unitego do here? Trying to get some momentum to swing back their way. Find a positive here in the fourth quarter with 3:15 to go. And here is Shea Barber on the right side. Barber muscling his way down low, lost control of it. And Austin Kalnis with an outlet pass taken right back by Faulkner. A good steal there. He tries to lay it up and in. Won't go. Second chance also won't go, but he's fouled and will head to the line. And again, I said it before, that's the kind of night it's been for Unitego. A good steal by Faulkner. He had two clean looks at it, and it just wouldn't go down. The ball would not go. And you just have nights like that sometimes. I'm sure that Unitego, under the guidance of Travis Woods will learn from this here, and they'll be ready for the playoffs, guaranteed that. Faulkner cannot get the first one to go. Second one coming. Ty Bruce is going to head to the bench, and Garrett Penny will check in now for the Bulldogs. What a senior night here for Delhi, as it looks like they will pick up the victory. They're trying to put the icing on the cake here, as Faulkner's second shot is also short. Rebound comes right back to him, but Lalage is just able to take it away at the last second. And now back up the floor and across for Griswold. Griswold, left side, tries the alley-oop here for Lalage again. Lalage pump fakes off the glass. It won't go. And now rebound up the floor for Unitego. Here's Barber in transition, lays it up and in, and Barber has 12. He's done everything he could here in the second half, but Delhi has really shadowed him and made it difficult. With 2.5 to go in the fourth, it's 65-31. Now for Lalage again, and his right-handed layup rolls off the front of the rim, and now back to Unitego. So again, Delhi leading the Unitego boys, 65-31 tonight here at Delaware Academy. Torrey Goo for three from straight away, and Goo gets his first bucket of the night at 65-34. Should also mention both these teams were ranked in the state rankings this week by the New York State Sports Writers Association. As Van Wee dials up another three. It's off the front of the rim. Faulkner a rebound. He's looking to run himself. Faulkner left side, trying to go coast to coast, lays it up and in. Faulkner with the bucket, and he has 7. Makes it 65-36. So you knew coming in this was going to be a big one. And it's just been Delhi's night right now. Delhi's going to take a timeout. They want to get some substitutes in here with a minute 43 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back to finish it up on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
out of the timeout. Delhi has just gotten it in, and Rich Lalash has whistled for a charge here with a minute 25 to go. Delhi boys leading Unitego 65-36. We'll have our post-game show coming up. Lalash is going to check out of the game, and Josh Baxter will come back in. And Unitego will walk it up the floor as we come up on a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's just been not the Spartans' night tonight. As now the ball is stripped and taken away, Delhi back up the floor with a minute 10 to go. And here is Garrett Penny. Everybody has gotten into the ball game tonight here for Delhi as they'll take another timeout. They want to take all their seniors off that are left in the ball game here. All the seniors got some really nice minutes tonight for Delhi. And this is, I like this move by Coach Kelly. He's called a couple extra timeouts just to let guys come off and kind of get that ovation from the crowd that they all deserve here on senior night. That's great when any school can do that. Back underway with a minute to go. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs. Last touched, they say, by the Spartans. Mike Griswold will check out of the game now. Hate's actually going to come back in here with a minute to go just to try to balance things out as the seniors head to the bench. So now here is Brannigan in the corner. Brannigan tries to go back to Haight. Haight, oh, was going for the right-handed layup. Slipped through his fingertips and out of bounds with 55 seconds to go. Barber's going to walk it up the floor here and watch some extra seconds tick off the clock. Here is Faulkner on the left side. Faulkner for a long two off the front of the rim, out of bounds. And we'll go back to Delhi with 44 seconds to go. Could be the last possession of the night here for the Bulldogs as they are in full control, putting the icing on the cake as they lead 65-36 over Unitego. Into the corner, they try a bounce pass to Justin Stewart through his hands and out of bounds. So it's been a game of hot potato the last couple possessions here. And now Unitego could play for the last shot here if they wish with 30 seconds left. Shot clock and game clock are identical. As Unitego with the basketball, they'll work one down low. A shot here for Jacob Ryan is no good, but he is fouled with 23 seconds to go. Shot clock now off, so Jacob Ryan will head to the line. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, folks. We're going to have a special doubleheader for you tomorrow night. Be making my way out for a Tri-Valley showdown as Jacob Ryan's first shot won't go. Coaches versus Cancer Night out in Skenivis. So Skenivis is hosting Franklin. Girls are at 5:30. Boys are at 7. And so that'll be Coaches versus Cancer tomorrow night in Skenivis as the girls and the boys host Franklin at 5:30 and 7. Jacob Ryan misses the second shot. And Delhi will bring it back down the floor, and they'll just run off the clock here. 65-36 is going to be the final score. Post-game show coming up. Delhi, the only undefeated boys team left in the MAC. Unitego, their first loss of the season in the MAC. And we'll be back with the post-game show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Delhi Tonight as the Delhi boys defeat Unitego 65-36. Let's run you through our scoring summary here. First for Unitego. Team, 12 points for Shea Barber, 10 for Miles Maureen, 7 for Austin Faulkner, 3 for Tori Gu, and 2 apiece for Owen Reed and Destin Gesick. On the other side for DA, a game-high 21 points from Alex Haight. And it was just balanced here, folks. 11 for Luke Brannigan, 10 for Rich LaLoche, 9 for Ty Bruce, 7 for Preston Van Wee. Just going through my sheet here. Mike Griswold with 4, Josh Baxter with 3. So really, you look at that, you had 21, 11, 10, 9, 7. I mean, that's huge when you can have that type of a balance. So that was great tonight here for DA. Let's get into our three awards. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think there's no question that Alex Haight is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. 21 points. He took over in the third quarter. It was just tremendous. And he's just so athletic. He can get to the rim. He can shoot. He can do a little bit of everything. So Alex Haight from Delhi is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that tonight to Luke Brannigan. 11 points for Delhi, but I thought he was tremendous on defense. He was on Shea Barber a lot, so was Ty Bruce. But I thought Brannigan did a good job on defense, got in passing lanes, tipped a lot of balls, and he's one of those scrappy guys. He doesn't care if he has 2 points, if he has 20 points. He just wants to score, or he just wants to win and have his team score more points and do all the little things, and that's what I really like about him. So we will give Luke Brannigan our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go Shea Barber tonight, 12 points for Unitego. That's a team high. I know that's not what he was wanting tonight, and I know that this one is going to sting for him. But he's going to remember this, and he's the type of guy that can bounce back from this and learn from this, and I expect to see more big games from Shea down the stretch. I mean, you have to remember sometimes that Shea Barber is a sophomore. Came out tonight, had a hand right in his face all the time, still comes up with 12 points. I still thought was the leader of this team. Imagine Shea Barber in 2 years. I mean, he's going to be phenomenal. I'm sure he's going to be one of the next 1,000-point scorers for Unitego. I'm giving him the All-Purpose Award tonight. I thought he was great. And he'll want a different result next time if they get to play Delhi again, and he'll want more points, but I still thought he played a very nice game tonight. So Shea Barber is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight from Unitego. That's going to do it. Our final score again, 65-36, Delhi boys over Unitego. They are the only undefeated team left in the MAC. A big week here. The Unitego girls came in earlier this week, knocked off Delhi, and then Delhi boys returned the favor for Unitego. So will we see these teams in the MAC playoffs get to meet up again? I certainly hope so. The rivalry is alive and well between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. I'm Nate Lull. Tune in tomorrow night. It'll be an early 5:30 tip for the Franklin girls at Skenevis. The boys will follow at 7. Coaches versus Cancer tonight. Out tomorrow at Chenevu. 65-36, our final score here tonight. Delhi boys defeat Unitego. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night on CDO Sports.